T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
So it wouldn't really stick out to anybody else, but did you see the that bomber down in Texas struck again?
Yeah.
Or something like that. That FedEx place is in my wife's little tiny hometown.
No way.
Of Schertz, Texas.
Huh.
Now, the prevailing theory out of the chute, I don't know if you know, there was a bomb that went off at a FedEx place this morning in Schertz, Texas, and it was going from one conveyor belt to another, so they think it jostled it somehow, and that's what made it go off.
Oh, okay.
That it wasn't supposed to go off at the FedEx place. The thought maybe being that they sent it from Austin and it would loop back around. So it goes out to the FedEx joint and then loops back around and comes back to Austin.
Okay.
But they don't know, could have done blowed up. But damn. Yeah. And one lady, she's got headaches. They think she might have gotten a concussion. Other than that, nobably got hurt.
Hopefully they find this guy.
Yeah, but so my wife was, and it was weird because she got up early this morning with me, which isn't normal. She doesn't.
Sure.
Why would you get up that if you don't have to? And then,
right?
Yeah. And so, but then I said, oh my God, it was, you know, this thing blew up in Schertz, Texas. So.
Well, your wife hasn't lived in Schertz for a really long time. Does she still have a lot of like friends and family there?
People don't leave Schertz, Texas.
Oh, okay. No,
it's like my hometown too. We're in my little hometown where there are a lot of folks because it's a little hometown. I'm sure you have the same thing. You
go
to a small town. How many folks left? Not a lot.
Not a lot, but...
No. So it's same idea.
Okay.
So she was looking, and FedEx is one of those jobs.
Yeah.
You know, FedEx is a good job, but a lot of folks will just go work there if they're not trying to leave town. So that's scary. She was checking. She didn't see anybody. She didn't see... If it blew up at 1 o'clock in the morning, their time... I don't know how many folks they got in the FedEx joint, but it didn't sound like there were many.
Yeah.
I just pray they find this scumbag, whoever it is.
It's weird stuff. Yeah. I don't know why lately. Is the anniversary of Waco coming? No, that's in June. It started right around this time. But it's not a 93. Oh, yeah, it's what, 35 years? Anyway, there's been a bunch of stuff on Waco lately. The whole Branch Davidian thing.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The show. I know the show is very popular right now about the religious cult that.
And there's been a lot of other stuff. So I wonder if that's stirring. I wonder if that's stirring folks up. You know,
or it's another lunatic. You know what I mean?
Just in general.
Yeah, just in general.
Yeah, but they've always got something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even like the Unabomber before, and then the Eric Rudolph guy. Anybody who's done that kind of stuff. Anyway, but we're fascinated with the whole Waco thing, especially because you can tell about 5 minutes in whether somebody thought that the government was justified in going in. Because there's like two schools of thought. You've either got the folks that think that those Branch Davidian people, like you said, religious cult, and you immediately think that they're crazy.
Yeah, and they had guns and kids, and it was unsafe.
All of that. Yep. So you got that side. And then you got the other side of people that go, why, the government should have left those people alone.
They weren't bothering anybody.
And depending on what show you watch, you can tell which side they believe that to be. It's fascinating. And for the record, you're asking, what do I think? It's somewhere in the middle. They were doing stuff that they probably shouldn't have been doing at that place. And when the government went in like crazy style, like with tanks and whatnot.
Yep. Right.
And it's like, wow. Is that totally necessary?
Set up the perimeter, yeah.
And please don't yell at me, because I know you can yell at me on either side, and I'll just smile and nod, because I don't. You can yell all you want. I feel like I've gotten myself into a place I don't need to be. Right.
You should be the negotiator.
Right? Before the show, are we still going to a Golden Knights game tonight?
Yeah, it's up to you, man. I keep expecting you to bail.
Really?
Honest to God, yeah.
I'm not a bail guy.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Now, this is funny. Don't think it hasn't crossed my mind to bail on going to, because Spence graciously at the beginning of the year offered me to go to the Golden Knights game because he knows I'm a Vancouver Canucks fan since birth.
Yeah.
That has, interestingly, this year, also the Canucks suck this year. They blow. They're already out. They're already out of playoff contention. Yeah. All of that. They're rebuilding again. but I've lived with that since birth. I mean, there was one time in the mid 90s, 94, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. That's when the Rangers won it. And then 4 or 5 years ago, really locked me in, because then we went to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup then as well, against Boston, and lost Game 7 at home. Are you kidding me? However, the last couple of years, I'm still into it, but now that there's shiny new Golden Knights, I've been split. I mean, I used to watch every Canucks game, and now I've probably watched 5 games this year.
And you've lived here for a little bit. So, you know, the Vegas Born thing, which is their logo, right? Yeah. No, I'm not Vegas Born. I've been here for a while, and I know the team is Vegas Born because it's only to Vegas. This is our only professional team ever, so we're all allowed.
We're locals.
Okay. I was told that I was allowed to say Vegas Born because we were here when the Vegas Golden Knights were established.
You're very rules oriented.
I like to know where the boundaries are.
Actually,
I felt really weird about putting the Vegas Born thing when they first launched the team and they were really hyping up the Vegas Born hashtag, because I am a Lightning fan to begin with, but I also share a fandom with.
The rules are you have to be here for 4.5 years. To be Vegas born, so you can't wear the slogan or tag anything.
Yeah,
with
not
it.
For another
year and a half.
I'm glad
years,
I know the rules now. So
you're aware, and if there is a violation, you will be flogged.
You're so linear.
No, and the reason I said that, because really you're not a flake, and I wasn't trying to accuse you of being a flake.
No, but I'll tell you why I was going to bail.
And I'll tell you why I think you are going to bail.
Yeah, no, we'll see if he's right.
And by the way, if you want to, it's fine. I just want to find somebody to go. That's all. I don't want to waste the ticket.
I hear you.
Like me?
So, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
He's not going. He's totally not going with you.
I love you.
Sure Spence will pick anybody else on the planet besides me.
No, you're fine. You'd be fine. I have buddies that all season have gone, hey, if you got an extra ticket.
And honestly, his doctor told him not to get too stressed out. So he can't go with you. Not to be too, just aggravated. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for an exciting round of how well do longtime friends Spence and Chet know each other?
Okay.
You and I are similar in many ways. And one of these ways is, once I get home, once I'm in the nest, it takes quite a bit of encouragement for me to leave the nest.
Okay, yes.
So being that this
score
is
one for Spence.
It's a 7 o'clock, 7:30 game. I don't even know what time the face-off is. And the fact that you will not get home till 10:30 tonight.
And it's a, what night is it?
It's a school night.
It's a school night.
7 o'clock tonight.
I just figured at some point today, 2 or 3 in the afternoon, you're going to go, hey, man, Amy's not feeling well. I'm not going. It's too late.
I would never put that on my wife. I would never, because I don't mess with that karma.
I got
you. No, but in all fairness, your wife has not been feeling well the last couple of weeks. She was getting over something.
It's a good point.
And you like being there for her in that circumstance. So I get that.
And it would be a totally plausible excuse, because I know that she hasn't felt well lately. So that's where I felt. And by the way, that does not offend me in any way. If you decided to go, it's late, I get it. Because my next tickets for next season that I have, I am picking Friday nights. Because Tuesdays and Thursdays and Wednesday night games make it really difficult.
Yep.
It's hard because it's a late night.
I've got, okay, and I think a lot of people can relate to this. I've got a lot of IDGAF in me right now because I have a light week schedule-wise. And next week is spring break. So it's kind of that whole, all right, I'm going to get through, we'll get through this.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll be okay. It'll be all right. Whatever happens, it's fine. So I'm kind of like, yeah, I could go. But I was very careful with my wife last night. I was like, okay, are you sure you're okay with it? Because I was gone this past weekend. Yeah. I've literally since President's Day, I think I've been home for a sum total of 23 minutes. I mean, you know what I mean? Just because it's been multiple events every day. It's been the show in the morning and then, you know, Mountain West Tournament, NASCAR, charity fundraiser stuff, candlelight, all, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And I just haven't been home. And she was like, no, you can go. You can go.
So when you eventually do bail, just give me a couple hours so I can find somebody to go.
Okay, what's the drop?
You know, I'm always here if you need me.
Yeah, I'm
not
aware.
Going.
Thank you.
You're just not going.
So.
Look at notice Davey hasn't even said a peep. Not a peep.
Yeah, not a word.
Not a peep.
I would invite you, actually, but I just know you can't go.
Yeah, because you'd bail. Ooh, you'd bail 10 great. Minutes out.
True.
Okay, what's the drop dead?
It's 3 p.m.
3?
Yeah, because I can find. I can typically find somebody, and I won't leave till 5:30.
Just remember, if he drops at 6, someone else is here. So
3
again.
Yeah, Q would always go. My buddy Paul, I can find somebody.
Q's on the air.
He's but at 6 he'd just leave. I'd send him a flash seat. I'd send him the ticket. He'd get there when he got there.
Ooh, fancy.
But
God,
but
3.
You're not going to offend me on that, bud, because I know. But I don't think you've been to a Golden Knight game, and I'd like to.
They broke my heart.
Yeah, I know. And that was the other reason I thought maybe you're like,
I'm just not ready.
You're not ready yet. And you know, breakups are hard, or failed relationships are hard. I don't know what you call
that.
No,
I'm totally ready. I'm totally over it.
Okay.
I don't take it personally anymore.
I got the game on purpose so you could go because it's a Canucks.
Vancouver.
That's cool. Very
that's
sweet.
Really cool.
No, and so, I've gotten to the point where I don't believe it's me, it's them.
Yeah,
so it's
the best way to get over a relationship
it's
right
fine.
There.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
I realize we may have to do this again later on in the show, but I wanted to make sure I got it in now for everybody who's listening early. I also have realized that my personal preference on this, it's a list that came out and said, are these the 10 best fast food French fries? And I realized that my belief of who has the best French fries, except in the case of McDonald's, which I believe they're the fries stand above everything else, even though I love McDonald's, period.
She says
it's my favorite thing. I'll spoil myself every once in a while
McDonald's.
And I'll go get a large fry and a large Diet Coke.
So I realized that
that's a good call.
I realized though that my fry preference also goes somewhat in lockstep with my, like, I'm mad that Sonic's not on the list, but I just like Sonic. They were saying that In-N-Out, that there are people who think In-N-Out, some think In-N-Out are great, like me.
Mm-hmm.
Other people think that In-N-Out fries are just glorified cardboard. And I think it all matters whether how well, but if they get undercooked, that's the problem. If you undercook the In-N-Out fries,
okay,
they're not great. But I'm mad that they're not on the list. Agree or disagree? Number 10, KFC's potato wedges. Whatever. I don't order those at KFC.
No.
I go to KFC once a year.
I don't think I ever ordered them.
Yeah, fried chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Thank you.
Yep.
And the coleslaw. I'm quite fond of coleslaw.
Biscuit.
Taco Bell's new season fries at number 9. I got you there. Have you tried them?
No.
Yes.
Oh, girl.
Very good.
Yeah, they're good.
Really good.
They're good.
They are.
Davey's eyes light up.
No,
like,
they did it right.
They did it, okay. Yeah.
So you'd have them higher on this list, wouldn't you?
I would.
Five Guys Cajun fries. Sure. I just don't go to Five Guys that much.
Yeah, same here.
You know why? No drive-thru. Get a drive-thru, Five Guys.
Yeah.
Quit being so uppity about that. We can't have a drive-thru. Yes, you can. Del Taco's crinkle cut fries. See,
this is the first one on the list I've actually had, and they're actually solid.
They are.
Yeah,
but
they're good.
Like In-N-Out, undercooked, they're mush.
If they're not even undercooked, if they've been kept in the bag on the way home,
true.
They get too much humidity to them.
Yeah. Popeye's fries with Cajun seasoning. I can't speak to that.
Never had
neither
them.
Have
I. Wendy's French fries are number 5. Wendy's. Number 5.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had Wendy's in so long.
I do love Wendy's.
I do love the Wendy's fries with a Frosty. Fry in the Frosty.
See, and I know that they're... Oh, yeah. No, that you don't have to. Shake Shack crinkle cut fries.
They're solid.
They are solid.
Oh, they're so good.
Kayla just made O face.
Oh, my God.
I think Kayla just had a moment.
There is nothing.
I'm not kidding. To listen to her.
Oh, my God.
She's flush.
They are so, so, and I take them and then I put them on my chicken sandwich, too. From, oh, man, they're so good. And
somebody just text Buddy right now. Shake Shack crinkle cut fries. That's the key.
Shake Shack all around.
Yep.
People say that. I'm not all the way in like that yet.
That's good.
I don't know why.
Oh, I would bathe in Shake Shack if I could.
Well, you can.
You really are hot for Shake Shack.
Wow.
I love this.
Oh, my God. Well, it was like when I first moved to Las Vegas, I discovered Shake Shack, and I'm like, oh, my God, my world turned upside down.
Not only are you blushing because obviously you realize you've revealed a little too much of yourself right now, but like your chest is flush. Like, literally, you're having a reaction right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I know you're hot for this.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And weird.
Arby's curly fries. I'm in.
Yeah, they're good.
I'm in.
They're really good.
I'm in. Nah. Chick-fil-A waffle fries, number two. I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
Yep.
Kayla just made the face again.
Oh, my God.
And McDonald's fries, number one. Yeah. So all in all, we think this list is pretty close.
Yeah.
Except for the In-N-Out. Are you thumbs up or thumbs down on In-N-Out fries?
Totally thumbs up. I love the fact that they're real potatoes.
Yep, agree.
You know what they're not doing right, though, is In-N-Out's not on the East Coast, at least not in the Southeast, so that's where it gets them. It's like Wendy's and Arby's and all that stuff
are everywhere.
Oh, as far
as stupid lists like this.
Yeah.
Steak and Shake not on the list. Oh. Sonic, Dairy Queen, Jack in the Box, Hardee's and Carl's Jr., and In-N-Out.
So McDonald's was number one, is that?
Number one, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Those are great. I love McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
Yep.
And some of that other regional stuff. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But you know what? That makes it kind of cool, too. If like if you go somewhere and they don't have it.
Yeah.
It's still, you know, like you go to the Northwest, they don't have In-N-Out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, but Burgerville. No. But, well, yeah, but that's a Portland thing, period.
True, true, true.
Do you guys have Crystals? Ooh, Crystals is
no,
good.
No clue.
Oh, man. They're White Castle. It's Crystal's is White Castle.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
It's all day on that, too.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
This is sticky, but honestly, I think Kelly's mother-in-law might have her over a barrel a little bit.
Right?
Yeah, what do you do?
So, Kelly wants her mother-in-law to watch her two kids. They've laid down parameters 3 hours a day after school. Kelly's mother-in-law wants $100 a week to do it. And Kelly is incensed. Outrageous was a word that was used. Kelly's husband staying out of it. Smart man.
He's a smart guy, yeah.
Kelly's whole thing is her parents never paid their own parents to watch her and her three brothers. Kelly's mother-in-law says, who better than me? And by the way, $100 is cheap.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Daycare is very, very expensive.
Spencer, you team mother-in-law?
Oh, definitely. Because if you do not assign value to something, it has no value. And therefore, you get taken advantage of. By the way, she's charging her daughter-in-law $6.66 an hour.
Oh, nice work.
That's even below minimum wage.
Nice work. He took your gig right there, Kayla.
Sorry. I look at it this way.
You're the research department. Yeah, that makes sense.
Thanks.
I don't agree with charging. However, I would ask the daughter-in-law to provide snacks because that's kind of how I look at it. No,
you're so funny.
You
as long as you're negotiating, you got to negotiate for snacks. That's
you know they're
awesome.
Gonna get home from school and want, you know, a fruit roll-up or whatever it is,
right.
And like or a sandwich or whatever. So maybe that's what I can justify the money for that, but I'm not gonna charge her for my time. As the mother-in-law.
No, snacks are included. If you're watching the children in the home. Oh, I see what you're saying. Whose home are they watching them at?
Yeah. So if they're coming to grandma's, then $100 a week.
I got the idea that the grandma was going to their house. I got the idea that grandma was going to their house, but I don't know.
Gas money.
That's just how it felt.
I need you to allocate the funds elsewhere other than your time because that just feels so cold to me.
It's a commitment, though. It's a daily commitment.
Okay, given what you just heard, Stephanie, what do you think?
I think, well, in my opinion, how's my situation. My family, we have five girls, and my older sister had two boys. Nobody wants to take care of them because they're such a handful. They're monsters. So of course, awesome. my mother is like, we have to have the downstairs living room just for them, because everybody will just go straight upstairs and don't want to talk to them.
Oh, my God. That's really funny, actually.
You know, I realize you're only the first call that we've had today. But you were the call of the day already. Congratulations.
They're monsters.
I don't know that's
worth anything, but that's really, really good. Jay, we were waiting for you, brother. You think that Kelly should not pay, correct?
Kelly shouldn't pay. If you're a true grandparent, you don't charge your kids to watch the grandkids. I watch my grandkids, me and my wife watch our grandkids two, three times a week. Both my kids are in law enforcement. Their schedules are really wacky. I look forward to that time with my grandkids because it's a joy to have those young ones around. Don't pay.
No.
Their grandmother needs to step up.
I completely agree with you. So I've voiced my opinion on this before. My mother babysits every afternoon for my brother and sister because they want to have a big family. But daycare, again, is super expensive. So my mom takes it upon herself to watch Sawyer for like 8 hours.
Beans.
Don't call her that.
Beans.
I love little beans.
Yeah, but you know what? Grandma's watching that kid for free. She can call that kid whatever she wants.
This is very true. She can call the kid beans if she wants to.
To counter what he's saying, just because you're a grandparent doesn't mean you have a life. And that is a commitment. Every afternoon, 5 days a week, you got to do something. And as a selfish human being, I'll watch him when I damn well want to watch him, or you pay me.
I don't know what you would say other than a grandparent. His, a grandparent,
he raised his voice.
Want to help?
He raised his voice and scared you.
I have spoken.
That's right. Brandon, Spence can't reach you, so you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I think Granny might be falling on hard times. Maybe Social Security, she isn't getting so much anymore, and she's helping them out. So, guess they could help her out.
Okay.
And
maybe.
It does come down to that. If it's a financial thing, then yeah. And sure. By the way, I don't think Grandma's spending the money out doing video poker at Smith's.
Oh, I think she might
maybe
be.
She might is.
Be.
That's
no, true. I think she might be. I didn't get the feeling. You know what I mean? You can kind of tell tone and tenor.
Right.
I kind of. I guess maybe it's in my own head. I didn't feel like this was what that was.
It wasn't a money thing.
Because Kelly is obviously incensed. If it was, she needs the money, then why are you so mad?
It'd be different.
You're not so mad. Kelly is like, are you kidding me? I'll show you the email after we get off here. And that won't work for everybody. It won't work for you, Patricia. But you say Kelly should pay. Patricia, that's you.
Yes.
Why should Kelly pay?
Thank you, Patricia.
Because, like, with my family, my grandma, she loves watching the kids, but at the same time, like the last caller and somebody else said, Social Security doesn't pay very much.
I don't think that's it. Let's take that out of the equation. I don't think that's it.
We usually buy food for my grandmother's house, and then we'll tell her, hey, do you need a bill paid this month? We'll choose a bill. So she's making more money off of watching the kids than actually $100.
I hear you. I hear you. I don't think that's the case. I think everybody is fine financially.
Okay.
This is just by the words that were in there, I'm just telling you, I think it's more personal than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why Kelly is so incensed.
I get Kelly. Honestly, if I were Kelly, I'd be like, hey, not going to break you off anything, but how about we do dinner once a week? I feel like that's a really good compromise. Taking her out to a really nice dinner with the family. They can all sit down. They can hear about how stressful grandma's week was. And be like,
yeah, that's awesome.
The kids were just
terrible.
I want
to spend another 3 hours with those bratty kids. I'm stuck with 15 hours a week.
I'd rather give you money.
Oh, my God.
I would rather give you money.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.